I do believe today is the beginning of the BBC social media summit. I'm definitely seeing more and more hashtags flying by in the feeds and the streams, BBC SMS. And I'm watching this at the moment from bed. I'm not ill. I'm working from bed at the moment before I get up. It's easy thing for me to do. The most difficult thing is make it to the coffee machine. In fact, no, the most difficult thing is for you listening to this, not to picture me naked, because I am. Yet, still very professional. And I'm thinking about the social media summit and how important this is for everybody, for those absorbing, enjoying, and wanting to read, absorb, discuss, and the news, no matter what form it's delivered to us. And for, of course, for the newsmakers and for the journalists out there who are constantly stuck in this, at the moment, constantly stuck in this future of journalism discussion. What is the future of journalism? Is it networked intelligence? Is it this? Is it that? So many people, so many really interesting ideas, and yet at the very top of this all, the news giants, the very cumbersome, slow-moving beasts that are the news giants, be they the newspaper organisations or the TV corporations, they move slowly and they really need to sort this out before it's too late, before the startups, before the individuals, before the people going out and blogging professionally just basically take the audience away from these linear platforms. And I say linear platforms, I guess mainly in the context of newspapers. Yet for me, the TV is still a very linear medium in the way that we are delivered the story from start to finish. And there is very little interaction with that, very little way of I mean, what happened to the red button, for starters? Most of the TV corporations seem to be dabbling in the kind of cross-platform stuff, so that they're expecting you to have your laptop on your lap or to be viewing the sister website that goes with this particular program. But it's really not enough, is it? It's really not enough compared to the non-linear forms of delivering the facts and following the stories that are occurring all over the place, whether it be the curation of a Storify channel. But for me, we need to go right back to the origins of story making, story telling, and how, just take for example one person talking to another, how the orator of that story can change the structure of the story by reading the expression on the face of the listener. And this rapport is something that needs to be mirrored within journalism, I believe, because there's so many people going out and finding their own facts. And remember, the facts of the story need to stay intact in all of this, but there is no reason why it can't be more of a choose-your-own-adventure. I know that when I'm researching something online, I have multiple tabs open and I'm looking here, there and everywhere. The smart deliverer of the news will know me a lot more and enable that to be so much easier. And we're not just talking a few links thrown into a column or you know, kind of a multiple choice option pop up halfway through the news. Do I want to hear more about this and this? Baby steps, I guess. But this infrastructure that's in place around journalism has been built over 100 years, and it seems very, very difficult to kind of break it down and rebuild it into something more now, because of the amount of money that's been invested in all of this. And how should you bring the newspapers to a stop for a day, that it would be absolutely catastrophe? And well, I think The Guardian and certain organisations are really doing the right thing with not necessarily moving online, but having the majority of their focus being to online platforms. I know that, I mean, I get a newspaper delivered out of, I guess, almost just support from my local village shop, on a Saturday and a Sunday. I'm not the one in the house that reads it. I read all of my news online now. And the ways of that news being delivered, these interactive timelines, and like I said before, Storify, it's really becoming quite innovative and engaging. And I'd like to see this adopted across the board with the larger news organisations, because it's only by seriously experimenting with these platforms in front of a very large audience will they be able to hone it, tweak it and move forward. But for me, it's not about the story being linear. I don't think the story is linear at all. It's not quite as simple as beginning, middle and end anymore. And as soon as the large news organisations can see this, the sooner I think we're going to have some innovation occurring in those places and not just in the individuals and in the minds of a lot of the people that will be attending the social media summit today and tomorrow. So I'm hoping that there is a way of getting this information across and for it actually to be implemented, because I don't know about you, I'm kind of bored of talking about the future of journalism now. For many people, it's already started. We are already in the future. It's just deemed to be the future because so many people still seem to be in the past. So, yeah, looking forward to the BBC Social Media Summit and looking forward to catching up with some people that I've never met before, as much as seeing some of the people I know and don't get to see in meet space quite as often as I'd like. So, see you tomorrow.